WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to theref.com presents the Castle Football Show featuring comments from head coach Doug Hurt. This show is brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now here is your host, Dan Agurski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Castle Football Show. It is week 8 of our regular season, the regular campaign winding down with one more week to go. Castle coming off a very tough 14-13 win over the Jasper Wildcats at home this past Friday. We'll close out the home portion of their schedule tomorrow night when the Central Bears come calling. We'll talk to Doug Hurt about the win over the Jasper Wildcats, tomorrow night's game with Central, and of course the IHSA State Football Tournament draw coming up on Sunday as well. All that as part of the Castle Football Show when it returns here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Bring your car or truck into Mankey's Auto for a free certified inspection. No job is too large or small. Our full-service shop can handle everything from oil changes to engine replacements. Our technicians have over 90 years of experience, and Mankey's offers free loaner cars as well. Call Mankey's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruise and Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dan. I'm well. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Weather going to get a little bit cooler next week, and so, it's actually fall and a very, very exciting time for a lot of the fall athletes. With soccer sectionals going on, volleyball, the pairings for the football coming up, and I know certainly out there at Castle, Everybody extremely proud of Ashley Kirkland and the way that she was able to finish up her career on the Castle golf team. So just a really exciting time. And obviously you had some exciting moments last Friday night in that game with Jasper. You and I talked about how tough it was going to be. Records, throw them out the window. I know that's an old cliche, but it just seems like Jasper brings out the best in everybody. And you certainly had a big defensive play called, or at least Coach Slepsky did, or somebody did, to prevent Jasper from getting that two-point conversion after they scored late. Just some final thoughts on the win over Jasper.
Well, we'll backtrack a little bit. Yes, Ashley is a beast. She is one heck of a golfer, and awfully proud of her and our entire golf girls' golf team and their accomplishments. But, you know, as predicted, we had our hands full on Friday night, and Jasper is just a different animal. And with the triple option and the way that they play football, you know, it's they're going to put you in a phone booth and try to beat the dog out of you. And, you know, we had some miscues and didn't have our best night offensively. Defense stood tall and bailed us out. But not our best game. But, you know, also, you know, huge kudos to Tony Lewis and Jasper. They had a great game plan coming in, and their kids executed it well. And it's got to be a heartbreaker for them, but I can promise you we were glad to get out alive.
You talk about that, and we brought this up last week, Doug. I mean, your two previous games, you guys, you know, 35, 40 points, whatever it was, you know, and then, you know, Jasper just does that to you. I mean, it's a game, you know, for fans that want to go to a football game and see the West Coast offense and football's flying all over the air. I mean, you're not going to get it from their offense, but it just seems like their defense takes a lot of stuff away that a typical offense likes to do. And, again, not having a chance to see the game last Friday, but, you know, looking at the score, that would kind of tell me that Jasper's defense, you know, played a really good game. I talked to Jeff Bennett last Saturday. He said the offense did take a little bit of a step backward in that game, and maybe Jasper's defense had an awful lot to do with that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a mixture of both. I think we, you know, we put up a lot of points on them the year before. Both teams scored a lot of points, and they were moving and shifting on motions and doing some things that were fairly creative. You know, we had like four or five false starts in the first half that as a running football team, you know, it can be drive killers that we just couldn't overcome. But I think we talked about last week there's a real uniqueness to Jasper on both sides of the ball. I mean, they're a 3-3 stack. Nobody really does that anymore. That was in vogue, you know, 5 to 10 years ago, and even, you know, a couple of years ago, last year, you know, Wrights was using it, and it's really the only time that we've seen it so far this year. So, you know, we weren't very crisp, weren't very sharp offensively. They played well, and, you know, we've definitely got to get that needle moving forward offensively to be the team that we want to be down the stretch and continue to win ballgames.
Well, at the bottom line, though, Doug, I mean, your team is 6-1, so it's not like, you know, how you did it, it's if you did it. And obviously, like you said, this time of the year to kind of play the schedule you guys are playing coming down the stretch, beginning the final 3 weeks, you know, with a team like Jasper, again, a team you're not going to kind of see their offense and defensive schemes much more going forward. But still, when you beat a quality program like Jasper, it certainly has to keep the confidence level, I would think, somewhat high going into these last 2 weeks.
You know, I think so, and it's a mixed bag for your kids after the game. You're like, hey, we didn't play our best football, but, you know, the caveat there, like, hey, we found a way to win, you know, and so, you know, I've been, you know, had teams where it's like, hey, we found a way to lose, and this group found a way to win. You know, on the two-point conversion, you know, we were in, you know, our goal line package. They came out in a formation that we had never seen, fit perfectly. You know, and we had several players just do an outstanding job from Tanner Patton eating up two blocks, to Benny Patterson running the stunt, ricocheting back out, you know, to Gavin Lee pressuring the, you know, you look forward, Kobe Pullum set the edge, you know, a lot of guys did their job and we found a way. And so it wasn't pretty and it really wasn't the performance looking for, but Jasper is a super, you know, well-coached program and solid, and they always compete, a lot like modern day. You know, they're always going to compete and fight, and so we would, you know, their best game, you know, in a lot of ways, and found a way to win. So I think you got to find, you can't get too high, you can't get too low, you got to find the things that you need to work on and get better at those things, but then also, you know, not beat people up too much and realize that, hey, we beat a quality opponent and it's time to move on.
All right, so the Castle Knights will do that very fact. Move on. They'll play the Central Bears in their final regular season home game tomorrow night. We'll talk about that game coming up a little bit later. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the postseason tournament. Castle will find out their first-round opponent on Sunday. We'll be back with Coach Doug Hurt right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE-certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our 5 convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, coming up on Sunday, beginning at 5 o'clock Central Time, the Indiana High School Athletic Association will announce the pairings for the statewide football show. That'll be from 5 until 7. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll get a lot of the local reaction from the coaches around Southwest Indiana, the SIAC and the Pocket Athletic Conference, including our guest here, Doug Hurt. They will be in 5A with North and then Floyd Central and New Albany. And, of course, Coach, we talk about this with you every year. I mean, you guys will get the bye after the final game of the regular season with Memorial coming up next week. We'll find out, again, either it's a very common opponent in North or, you know, one of the teams over there, you know, in Floyd County, New Albany or Floyd Central. Just we know what you're going to say about North, but what can you tell us a little bit about a potential first-round opponent, either Floyd Central or New Albany?
Well, Dan, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot. I know Floyd, record-wise, is really solid. New Albany is not, you know, terrible from a record standpoint, but maybe not quite what Floyd Central is. You know, so really each year those teams are kind of unknowns. And so you go into the game and you're trying to gather intel. You're maybe trying to talk to some people around the state who have played them. You're trying to get, you know, the film exchange with the other coaches. And so, you know, to be quite, you know, really, really frank, you know, there's not a lot that I know right now. And so, you know, we're focused on trying to win these last two games and, you know, get a share of the SIC title and find a way to do that. You know, we'll have a bye week where we'll be able to gather some intel. I'll actually get to go see my kid in Annapolis, which I'm looking forward to. And, it's one of the beauties of being in 5A is get some guys healthy and, you know, practice a couple times, get fresh and really come back and make a hard push, in that tournament run.
So, I mean, just as far as that excitement, and again, I know all your focus right now over the next 24 hours will certainly be Central, and that is going to be, you know, Saturday morning, you know, getting ready for Memorial, then a huge, huge conference game at Bossy Field next week, and then it's just going to be a phenomenal. I mean, you know, when Central, when Castle Memorial get together, whether it's at John Liney's Field or at Enloe Field, but, you know, to have that next week at Bossy Field is just going to be something I think a lot of the fans are really going to enjoy. Other than the X's and O's, just the environment at Bossy Field, how much are you looking forward to that?
Well, I think it's going to be really neat, but at the same time, I think, you know, the key for us is to try to treat this as a business trip and try to keep the emotions down, and, you know, provided that we both win, you know, and that's, there's, I'm most worried about Central tomorrow night. You know, but provided that each team is able to get out with a win and there are conference implications involved, you know, it's going to be a little bit of a media circus and those types of things. You know, and the environment, add the environment of Bossy Field and the history there. You know, I think the team that is able to maintain emotional control and focus on the task at hand and treat it like a football game, you know, and less of an event is going to have a major advantage. But, you know, all of our efforts right now are on, you know, finding a way to beat Central and making sure that we check that box and that we, you know, can go into that. And it's a title game because, you know, we've treated the last 3 weeks with our kids, you know, as this is the, you know, the conference, you know, first round of the conference playoffs last week. You know, this week is the conference semifinal, and then, you know, if you win that, you get a chance to play in the final game. So, you know, big title implications, but they only matter if, you know, we beat the Central Bears.
All right, we'll come back and we'll talk about that game tomorrow night at John Liney Field, the Bears and the Knights with Doug Hurt when this Castle Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have 4 self-service bays and 2 touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners, they got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash, they're in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Thursday afternoon, Doug Hurt rejoining us. Well, Coach, obviously tomorrow night the Central Bears coming in. It's, you know, you talk about emotion. I think senior night, you know, there are no, after tomorrow night, I mean, there is not another guaranteed home football game for Castle. You would think somewhere down the road that you would get one in that tournament, the four-team sectional. But, again, no guarantees. So senior night tomorrow night, I would assume, or some other stuff going on. The seniors, with all the emotion that goes into that, You got a Central team coming in that, you know, they played some pretty good football. I know talking to Coach Artis earlier this week, they played it kind of in spurts, maybe for a quarter, maybe for a half, maybe for 2.5 quarters or whatever the case is. They're coming off kind of a big loss to the Harrison Warriors last week. It's a young football team for Central this season. I know they're building it. Their motto is brick by brick. You've had a chance to watch some tape this week. Just kind of your thoughts on Central.
Well, I think Central is, you know, they're the scrappy underdog. And you look at them and, you know, they've got some talent. Now, you know, anybody that's seen them play would tell you that. They've got some players. I think they've got a really nice quarterback. I think they've got a three technique, a defensive tackle that's really good, you know, a good receiving core. But their quarterback, their problems have been a lot protection-oriented up front. And when that kid gets time, I mean, he throws the ball really, really well. So, you know, they're going to be hungry. I'm sure they're disappointed and maybe a little irritated after the Harrison game. You know, and we might get Mad Central coming into our place. So regardless, you know, I think our week of prep has been on point and our kids are focused and we've got to go out and do it and play really, really well to get a win against this, you know, upstart Central team.
Well, you talk about, too, I mean, distractions, you know, adversity, whether it's injuries, but, of course, this is kind of, you know, you're not your normal week either. I mean, you know, you've got a fall break, I think, tomorrow and Monday, and so the kids are not going to be in school tomorrow. And I know coaches always worry about, you know, what kids are going to be doing on their off days. I'm sure there's going to be a walkthrough sometime tomorrow for your football team. So, you know, you throw that in there. You know, again, a lot of distractions this week for everybody here in Southwest Indiana with regard to school.
There's no question about it. These are things that give coaches nightmares. You know, I don't feel like we have consistently handled fall break very well. You know, and usually it's Memorial Week. Now, the last couple of, you know, 3 years or so have kind of been an exception to that. But, you know, trying to keep your kids locked in and focused and, you know, not headed down to the fall festival and eating caramel apples, you know, we need to be focused on, you know, finishing what we've started. And that's, you know, all the effort, time, and work that have gone in since the end of May, you know, to hard practice and making sure we finish our regular season strong, that we're focusing, you know, focused on the task at hand and that we're, you know, taking one step at a time. You know, those are all things that, you know, when 16 and 17-year-olds get away, you know, for a little bit, you hope that they have enough invested that they those things remain important. So, you know, I know the EBSC is a little different and the schedule falls a little different this year, but certainly, you know, we're going to have a walkthrough tomorrow morning, make sure everybody's up and moving and that we come in with a, you know, big night, military appreciation night, you know, at our place. We're wearing special camo jerseys to honor our armed services, the men and women that are out there getting it done and keeping us safe. Senior night, it's going to be a big event. So we have to do our part and show up and play the game, and that's what you want to make sure that we do.
Coach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best to you and Castle tomorrow night against Central.
Well, we sure appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for all that you do as well, my friend.
All right, that's Doug Hurd. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Castle Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Jimmy John's, Cruise and Wash, Mankey's Automotive, by Award War Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, TF Ice Cream, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Castle Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.